Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to this
mini-sode
of the Calypso Cigar Review Podcast. I'm Brandon Luna.
Randy Rankin.
And we are at the Calypso Cigar Shop and Lounge once again.
In Richardson, Texas.
Beautiful Richardson, Texas.
Richardson, Texas.
And today we're doing something that they don't carry here, but was given to us while on our trips to the road.
On the road. Yeah, we went to the road.
To the road. We looked at it a little bit, and then we're like, man.
I've been here before.
Yeah, I've been to the road. Nothing great about the road.
The road.
But, and we've forgotten who gave this to us, unfortunately.
I know.
Because he goes so many friggin' shops.
I know. Thank you, whoever gave
whoever it was that gave this to us, yeah. But it is the Tatuaje Tattoo TAA Exclusivo. The official title of this is the Tatuaje 10 Grand Chasseur TAA 2013.
Okay.
It is Nicaraguan from the My Father's Cigars factory.
Nice.
Ecuadorian Habano wrapper. Nicaraguan binder and filler at 6 3/8 by 54, a Toro Grande.
A big Toro.
Big Toro, big fat Toro.
And I'm going to cut using our Monte Cristo cigar scissor donated to us by Eddie Gavito.
Very leathery on the smell.
I saw Eddie Gavito's brother yesterday.
Did you?
Yep.
Which one?
Jerry.
Jerry? Okay. Yeah. Well, does he have more than one?
I was going to say that.
I don't know.
I know.
Yeah, it's Jerry. I'm always thinking of Junior, but Junior's not his brother. That's his
son.
Brother's son. Junior.
I've never met Junior.
Never met Junior. Junior school. Oh, I didn't ask you when you went. Were they doing the thing?
I know they haven't started yet.
They haven't started
the thing. Trying to figure
okay.
out what he's going to do there.
So cold draw is a little bit chocolatey.
Yeah, mine was chocolatey.
A little bit of earthiness.
Mine seems a tad dry.
Dirty, earthy.
That's my fault if it is dry.
And I just, no. Oh, I saved it.
Nude.
I almost dropped it. No, I hurt the foot a little. It does have a closed foot. So I knocked a little bit off the little wind out of the foot there.
It was a closed foot.
It's still closed-ish. Closed-ish.
Close to being closed.
Yep. And I did not use the scissors. I used my punch. Because I'm just used to doing that now. That's what I've been doing. Ever since I started using a slider, it's punch. Mm. Do you have a preference?
Mm-mm. I'm a cut now. I used to be a punch guy. Smaller ring gauges, I think a punch works fine.
Mm. Yeah, working fine here, buddy.
Mine's a hair dry.
A hair dryer. Well, this is a mini-sode, so we've already wasted 4 minutes. And we've
Without
got
saying anything.
Yeah.
We haven't said a word.
Well, we had like a minute and a half of
yeah, there's
an intro that was me looking up shit.
Because we don't have Cigar Deet Nate.
He's
being a loser.
Doing nerd talk with his friends
nerds.
Or something. Yeah.
No, not nerds. Nerd. Mm-hmm. I don't know the other guys. They might be cool. We just know Nate.
Yeah. I just hear nerd in the corner. So I'm assuming
was
they're all nerds.
Funny you mentioned that. I was watching an episode of Frasier last night.
Mm-hmm.
And Eddie
Netflix?
The dog. Yeah, Eddie the dog was depressed. And so Marty wanted to call in a dog psychiatrist.
Yeah.
And so Niles and the three of them are arguing, dogs only know their name, blah, 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 blah. So they show the thing from Eddie's point of view, and all you hear is, blah, 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 Eddie. Blah, 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 Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
So a little bit later, Marty asks a psychological question. Some of the Niles and Frasier start talking. So you hear, blah, 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 dad. That's all you hear. It's funny.
That's good stuff.
That's what we're hearing.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much, yeah. That's the way that conversation's going.
Yes, exactly.
And we are pairing today with some Pigsnot.
Pigsnot.
You were calling
Pig's
it.
Pigsnot.
Pigsnose, yeah. You're calling it Pigsnot?
Yeah.
Nice.
A nice
is that
name.
Because you had a bad run-in with it
No,
recently?
It just sounded like a funny name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I know you guys were drinking it the other day, I saw.
Mm.
He was like, come over. I'm like, no.
No, we were drinking good shit. Actually, we weren't drinking good shit.
Mm.
We were drinking expensive shit.
That wasn't good?
No. And I'm not calling you out, Kirk, because you are very knowledgeable in scotch, but that Aberlour, I did not like it.
Mm.
Neither one of us liked it at all. It tasted like campfire scotch.
Very peaty? Smoky and peaty?
Smoky beyond belief. I've never had a smokier scotch.
Hmm.
I don't know which Aberlour it was. Might not be the one that Kirk recommended, but anyway.
I don't know.
We switched to, what did we switch to?
Pig's Nose.
It probably was Pig's Nose.
Yeah, because I saw a bottle of that and then something else. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, we had a fun night.
Good to know.
We were sitting on the patio smoking a cigar and drinking scotch and listening to the Elton John channel on Pandora.
Oh, yeah.
So plays other people in Elton John.
Yeah.
But it was a good mix. I mean, you got a lot
Have
of
you heard the... Oh, you don't have Sirius. Bernie
Taupin
has
see
a radio show on
I know, and I've heard good
it's
things
really
about
cool.
it. I've heard really
it's
good things
really
about
cool.
it.
It's really cool. I listened to it on the way somewhere.
Yeah.
I was enjoying that. It was very cool. I was
and,
like, man, Randy would like this.
You know, John Lytle, who isn't an Elton John fan,
mm-hmm.
listens to that show all the time. He loves it. I need to start. Yeah, I need to find that. Is
yeah,
it on iTunes?
He plays a lot of his old records. He's got like really cool records and stuff.
You know, he did a couple albums.
It's on Sirius. Yeah.
That sucks.
So it's cool. So right now, right off the bat, first third here, a lot of earth, a lot of leather. That
definitely has like cocoa.
There's a cocoa there, yeah. It's more of like a dark chocolate cocoa. It's not real like a buttery cocoa or anything like that. It's just like a dark chocolate cocoa. Very, very Tatuaje. I mean, when you think of Tatuajes, this is kind of the classic Tatuaje flavor profile.
Yeah,
it's earthy and cocoa-y and yeah, it's got it.
Oh, shit. And an ember go into my scotch.
So, have you run in your travels? Have you run into very many TAA stores?
A few.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not as many as I thought.
I found out that a store that I didn't go to in one of my trips is a TAA store, so I need to go to that store. I totally did not know it was TAA, and it was kind of out of the way, and I'd seen a lot of shops that day. I needed to start heading back, but now I know that it's a TAA store, so I will be going.
Yep. You know, I'll say one thing about this job, and we try not to do rep talk, but sometimes it kind of bleeds into it. But I have really enjoyed traveling and seeing new things, things I haven't seen
before.
I like
your pictures. I like your pictures of the things you see on the road. That's pretty cool.
I'm digging that. And I only do that when I'm, like, if I'm trying to get somewhere for an appointment, I don't do it. Mm-hmm. It kills me because a lot of times that's when you see some of the best stuff. Like, oh, man, that's cool. I should stop and take a picture of that.
Right,
but I can't. But when I'm like, you know, I'm just at the end of my day and I've got to travel to the next city, I'll stop and take some pictures on the way. And I've never been one for taking any kind of landscapes or anything, but man, I'm digging taking those pictures of those old abandoned places and just broken stuff.
If you're coming off on 20 out of Fort Worth, have you seen that? It's this hill, and it's got this huge stone shape of Texas on it in red, white, and blue.
Oh yeah.
And I've seen it before, but yesterday must have been because of the weather being so nice. There were like cars stuck. There were like 40 people getting their picture made on this thing.
Oh, wow.
And I had never seen that before.
That's
I mean, I'd seen the thing. I just hadn't seen people taking pictures.
Yeah, usually, it's like you always see people at the Sam Houston thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But
now, I'm thinking, why are they doing it now? Why don't they do it when the bluebonnets bloom? That would be the ultimate time to get your picture taken there.
No kidding. Yeah, that'd be way cool.
You don't know the bluebonnet is the state flower of Texas.
Yep. And you get you pick it and you die.
Yeah,
and
you do. Die. They will kill you. They will kill
you. What is the... Is it not? It's not penalty of death, but it's like it's.
You it's get a fine.
Some,
it's
it
a
is
fine.
A fine. Yeah, it's a $250 fine or something like that. I think per flower that you have plucked.
They're kind of pretty, but they're not anything special.
They attract a lot of bees. I know that when I try to take pictures of my kids, and they're like, "Don't swat at the bees." All my wasp friends are back. That's
are
fine.
They? That's nice.
I keep telling myself. That I'm going to fill those you know, you got these weep holes in the house where the water's supposed to come out if you have any kind of leak. I keep telling myself I'm going to, you know, stuff some, there's a stuff you can get in there that's like a mesh material that the water can still go through, but it prevents things from getting in there. And I always tell myself I'm going to do that in the winter before it gets to spring, and I never do. I always forget. And now I was going to the backyard trying to smoke a cigar the other day. Wasp, I'm like, you son of a bitch. I was so pissed. I sprayed one with Osium.
Yeah.
It died right away.
Nice.
I was going to spray the inside of the back of my car, and he was like, and I was like, psst. He was like, boom, dead. I'm like, awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah. You know, it's illegal to kill bees and wasps.
What?
You have to have a license. You have to be an exterminator.
Well, I don't give a shit.
I don't understand if that's the case, and why do they sell wasp spray?
Well, honeybees I can see because they, you know.
They're creative.
They make honey, and we like honey. But, you know, and they actually are kind of extinct a little bit. I love honey. Honey's great.
I like liquid honey. I don't like that cream honey. Have you ever had that?
Might be something else than honey than you think.
No, it comes in a tub, like a butter dish, you know, like a butter thing.
I don't think I've had that.
You scoop it, and it's like,
that
sounds
gross.
I know, it is.
That sounds gross.
Yeah.
Sounds like there's more
my
than
my grandmother
just
made me a peanut butter and honey sandwich one time.
Yeah.
And that's what she put on it. And I'm like, what the hell
is this? A peanut butter banana sandwich with drizzled honey on it, that's the thing of beauty right there.
Yeah.
Put some bacon on it, and that's the Elvis Presley special.
Have you, you know what I used to do? Pile a bunch of peanut butter in a bowl, pour maple syrup over it.
Oh, God.
And mix it up. That is good shit, though, man.
Know,
it
man.
Is good stuff. My grandmother said that was a treat. That was the one treat that they were allowed to have when she grew up. Or she grew up in the
never
country.
Heard of that.
It is so good.
I've never heard of that.
You got to try it now.
I know. I'm on a diet, man.
When you're off the diet, you're trying it.
I'm on a diet as I drink my scotch.
When you're off the diet, you're going to try it.
Mm.
I'm a poet, and I didn't know it.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, so we're going to take a little break. We're getting into the middle of the first third. We're going to take a break because it is May, so we'll be back for the second third, the Tatuaje TA exclusive for 2014.
Nice.
All right, and we are back for the second third of the Tatuaje TAA exclusive. And so far...
Tasty. Yep. Tasty, not the pepper bomb I was expecting.
Usually you get a lot of pepper with Tetuajes. This one's really smooth, but it goes along with the same flavor profile that I got from the 10th anniversary, which was very smooth, a lot of leather, cocoa, but not a lot of spice.
But and, it's a tasty cigar, and it really does pair well with this pig's nut. It's very cool.
Yep,
good combination. Lucked out in that one.
We did. We lucked out, yeah. Sometimes they don't, you know, every once in a while you get a combination that just doesn't work, you know? Like, I've had cigars with a couple of wines, and I was like, ah, it just didn't work. Every once in a while you get a wine that goes really well with a cigar, but, you know, I tend to...
Well, it depends on the wine, and a lot of, obviously, that's a dumb statement, but red wine is the only kind of wine that really goes well with a cigar.
I agree.
A Chardonnay or a Pinot Grigio or...
You're going with a nice stout, like a medium to full-bodied cigar. I like the Pinot Grigio or like a Malbec or something like that.
Pinot Grigio. You like the sweet stuff with
not Pinot Grigio. Pinot Noir.
Pinot Noir.
Pinot Noir or a Malbec or even like a Cabernet Sauvignon, something that's got some tannin
some
to
heart
it.
To it, yeah.
Yeah, it's got some balls. That works really well with a good stout cigar.
I love Pinot Noir. Pinot Noir is awesome.
A good Pinot Noir is a thing of beauty.
It is.
It's great.
And as I've said, I was a fan of it before Sideways.
Before Sideways, yes. Yes.
Not much before, about 6 months, ironically enough.
Exactly.
But that's a great movie.
It is a great, great movie. Paul Giamatti's awesome.
Awesome.
Movie.
How did he not get an Academy Award?
Oscar-worthy for
How did he not
movie,
get
yeah.
one? But Thomas Hayden Church got nominated.
Yeah, I know.
But he didn't get nominated.
Yeah.
What the fuck? It's because his dad banned Pete Rose from baseball.
There you go. There you go. Don't do those things.
Yes. Speaking of which, he's putting in for reinstatement to see if he
Our
can
commercial
get
is hilarious.
Yeah, that was, you're not supposed to be in the hall. Even in my own house. That was awesome.
That was a great commercial.
Oh, speaking of sports and comedy.
Okay.
One of my favorite shows of the 90s is coming back.
Oh, yeah.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Coach. Yep. Loved Coach.
Craig T. Nielsen.
Craig
Getting
T.
back to the funny.
Yeah.
My wife has been watching Parenthood, and it's making me want to blow my brains
blow your
out.
Brains
I'll be
out.
Glad
yeah.
to see him
yeah.
on TV being funny.
You know
again.
How he got started in the business?
How?
He was a writer for the Tim Conway Show.
Oh, really?
So he has comedy in his background, obviously.
Really? Yeah. I didn't know that. Yeah, I did not know that.
I did not know that. Mm-hmm. We watched Carsenio Hall the other day. That was hilarious. Remember that?
Yeah.
So funny.
What the hell was that on?
Oh, Pedro Vrata's Netflix affair.
Oh, okay.
We were watching it on Saturday Night Live. It was so funny.
Oh,
anyway,
God.
Coach!
Yeah.
It's going to be a little different. So far, none of the original cast is scheduled to be on it.
Yeah.
It's a 13-episode run.
Well, besides Craig T. Nielsen.
Well, yeah.
You have to have Craig.
They gave it a 13-episode run.
Okay.
And Craig T. Nielsen's going to be on it. And the plot is, or the synopsis is, his son is now a head football coach at a small Ivy League college.
Okay.
And not doing well, so he hires his dad to come and help him out. So, be interesting.
That's interesting, yeah.
Yeah, and I loved that show. Were you a fan
of
it?
Yeah, it was a great show. I loved it.
I hope Jerry Van Dyke at least gets on every now and then. God, he was so funny.
He was freaking hilarious on that show, man. He got all the best
I even liked Dauber. Dauber was funny. Mm-hmm. And I used to.
Patrick Starr from SpongeBob.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, it's funny. He still works, and you just don't know that he still works.
He was on How I Met Your Mother. He played Jason Segel's dad.
That's right. I forgot about that. Wow.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to try it. This is impromptu, and I'm going to try it. But I used to could nail the coach laugh.
Okay. Like that. That was pretty darn
close.
Because
it's kind of in the back of your throat.
That's
awesome, man.
It just makes me laugh.
No, but I love that show, and I'm so glad it's coming back. Mm. And then another of my favorites is coming back. CBS, when Tom Selleck... Tom Selleck's the new Costner. We keep bringing Tom Selleck up all the time now.
Right.
But Tom Selleck, when he got Blue Bloods, CBS dropped the Jesse Stone movies.
Yeah.
It kind of pissed him off because he said, I'm not going to do Blue Bloods unless we keep doing Jesse Stone. But they nixed that idea.
Yeah.
So the Hallmark Channel has picked it up, and there's going to be a new Jesse Stone movie, I think, at the end of summer.
It's not going to be all touchy-feely because it's Hallmark,
no,
is it?
It's going to be same feel, same
everything. A very special episode of Jesse Stone.
I'm drinking, and I miss my wife.
With a special guest appearance by Courtney Cox.
That would be cool.
Monica
She's
Geller.
She's got to be on a Jesse Stone. That would be awesome.
That would be cool.
You know, she was on one episode of Go On, that Matthew Perry show.
Yep, she
that
was.
That was kind of cool.
She was.
That was kind of funny.
Yeah.
She played a crazy bitch.
She did play a crazy bitch, yeah. That show didn't get a fair shake, man. That was a good show.
It was a funny,
it was
funny
a very
show.
Funny
the
show.
The sad thing is that, yes, okay, I loaned you the episodes, and the day you started watching it...
It was the day it got canceled.
The day it got canceled.
My wife and I got through like the first two episodes. We're like, that was good. You're like, it got canceled. I'm like, son of a bitch.
Sucks. That was a funny show.
That's because I liked it that it got canceled.
Wait,
yeah.
Did you go all the way through?
Yeah, yeah.
Because they ended it in a good way.
It felt like it was an ending. Yeah, like it could have been easily the ending of the show. Yeah. But, you know, it just got one season, whatever. But,
that sucks.
Oddly enough, Odd Couple doesn't seem to be. I saw one episode and then poof. So I guess it's gone.
He's going to be on The Fan tomorrow, so he's promoting it, so it must still be on.
Maybe it's going to come back. I don't know. They're doing weird things with shows now. Yeah. Like I've noticed that, like, I guess it started with AMC, where they'll split a season up and have, like, a four-month break. And now a lot of shows are doing
24
that.
24 started that. Yeah, you remember that? When 24 would go 12
annoying.
Episodes, and in 3 months, and you're like, oh, what are you doing?
It's so annoying.
Yeah.
But now all kinds of, like, stupid shows you wouldn't think would do that. Like, my wife was a big Boy Meets World fan, and Girl Meets World came out, so I started watching that. And it's been, like, they got the first, like, 9 episodes out, and I was like, okay, I guess it's the end of the season. Then here comes 10 to 11, 12. And then, like, now they're just, like, it was, like, 3 months, and then episode 20 came out. I'm like, what the hell? Like, why is there between individual, there's three months between individual episodes? It's crazy.
Teen Wolf did that with, season. I don't keep up with it that much. But,
yeah.
No, I think it was three. They had a season.
Yeah, you do. It was episode 3 of season. Yes.
Jill wasn't on that season 3, so I didn't watch that year. But I think they did 3A and 3B, and it was like 8 episodes in 3A. And that's how they label it on IMDb is season 3A and season 3B. Wouldn't that just be season 4, and then you just move that to season 5?
I know. You know, same thing with Walking Dead. I mean, it's like, you know, half a season, then you get the rest of the season, and then that's just annoying. I'm just glad they don't sell the freaking DVDs and Blu-rays that way.
Yeah, that would suck.
Split the season up with two freaking discs.
That's how I watched the first season of 24 was on DVD.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, we'd watch like the first 12 episodes and go to Blockbuster, get the next disc. It wasn't there. Like,
in my DVD days, I had like at least the first 4 seasons of 24 on DVD. Mm-hmm. And my wife was a big CSI fan, so we had like the first 9 seasons of CSI. I think we still have those. I think I sold the 24s. We kept the CSIs. Right, that's how you work in a family. When you're married, it's like, well, you sell those, and I'll sell mine. Yeah, I'm gonna keep.
I want my 24.
She still has the Friends DVDs. The whole. And you know what? It's a good thing too, because they fucked up those Blu-rays.
Yeah, you told me about that. Yeah.
So the Friends DVDs were the director's cuts, basically. So they were extra long with extra jokes, and some of the jokes didn't work, but a lot of them were really funny. And you're like, I'm surprised they cut
that. Why'd they cut that? Yeah.
And we're so used to seeing those episodes, and when we started watching them on Netflix, because it's the Blu-ray versions that are on Netflix. Mm-hmm. They're not. We're like, oh, the joke wasn't there. We like, it sucks.
That
I'm like,
sucks.
I'm glad I didn't buy those Blu-rays, because that's
bullshit. You know, they've been doing that for years, because I remember as a kid, it was a Dick Van Dyke episode or something, and my mom's like, oh my God, I love this episode. And so we sit down and watch it, and they cut out the joke. You know, because back in the day, they didn't have as many commercials. Now they more, so they cut out stuff. She's like, what was the joke? She told me the joke. I'm like, why would you cut that out?
Yeah. And it's funny, because they did the opposite on movies. When they would show movies on network television, they would end up cutting out the violence and the language, but add extra scenes that were on the cutting room floor. Mm-hmm. And some of those make it on the DVD, like the Star Trek, the Wrath of Khan, had like all kinds of different subplots that didn't make it onto the film version, but they were on the television version. And I remember, some nerds asking about that at one of the conventions, and they're like, oh, they're going to be on the new Blu-ray or the new DVD. But they put it on the DVD, but not on the Blu-ray again. It's like, wow, because they had a whole subplot with Scotty's nephew being one of the crew members. And when he dies, he carries him in, and he's like, he stayed at his post. And, that whole thing about him being his nephew wasn't in the theatrical version, but it's in the TV version. It makes a lot more sense. Because, why is he upset about one guy dying? We just lost, like, 20 crew members,
Jeez.
So, sometimes it's, leave it in there, Some of those scenes are worthy of being in the film. That's what I love about that Halloween thing. Mm-hmm. And I still keep that DVD, because it's not on the Blu-ray either. Oh, no, it is. No, it's just the DVD. Yeah. So the DVD had the theatrical cut, the director's, the work print, has a work print of it, which is really long. It's, like, almost 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And then it has the TV version, which is the TV version had a whole subplot about them being brother and sister, and she goes to visit him at the insane asylum and stuff
they
like
had that.
That
in
that? Yeah, that was in the TV version of it. And then more stuff about Loomis interviewing him as a kid and all the, how he saw him and stuff. And so that was in the TV version. What they did on the DVD, which was really cool, is they took the TV version, all the extra TV scenes, and cut it into the theatrical cut, so it's still got all the violence and the blood, but with the extra footage.
Okay.
It's really cool.
That's awesome.
So, and then they didn't do it on Blu-ray. It's like, nice, guys. Good job.
That's stupid.
Yeah, doesn't make any sense.
Lame-o.
Yeah,
lame-o. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. You ever watched that, the TV version?
Yeah.
There's an extended, that airplane scene. That's extended, man.
Yeah.
How much he's annoying Steve Martin.
Yep.
Yeah. That's the only part I can really remember they extended in it, but they always show that on the TV version. So I rarely watch TV versions. If it's Halloween, I'm going to watch. I'll just put in the DVD.
Yeah.
If it's Thanksgiving, I'll just put in the DVD of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. You know, yeah. I rarely watch the TV version. I know I've seen the TV Halloween. I just don't remember much about it.
I'll let you borrow it.
Okay.
It's cool. I think they may have, on the special Super Duper Blu-ray that came out with all of them, I think they may have extended it to the TV version. I'm not sure.
I want that Friday the 13th thing. Even if we have to go in halves on it.
Me too.
Want it.
Yeah. That'd be fun. Yeah. All right. So we're going to take another break. We're in the second third here. Kind of more of the same. Really hasn't changed a whole lot. Not as spicy as it started out. It's kind of leveled off on the spice. Mm-hmm. Still got a lot of earth. A little bit of cocoa. It's mostly like earthy spice right now. Yeah, but it's more of a baker spice, not really a pepper spice.
No pepper. Yep.
We'll be back for the last third of the Tetuaje TAA exclusive.
Mini food.
Oh. All right, we're back for the last third of the Tetuaje TAA, and mine has split to high heaven on me. It's fallen apart, unfortunately.
Mine is beginning to.
And
but I knew mine was dry when I started.
Yeah, mine wasn't. I was in my humidor at 65 RH for a good while, so I don't know. It was hot today, though, and these were in the car.
It's been very dry.
It has, so that might be why. I mean, you got to take care of your cigars, you know, whether or not it's...
mine was in a travel humidor, but it was hot today.
Yeah.
The last 2 days.
It was, 80-something, and then it's 90 in your car, so that happens. So try not to keep cigars in your car. Again, that'll kill a good cigar. Kill it in your car pretty quick.
I had some blue ice things.
Oh, the little cold things?
Yeah.
Chill packs?
But they'd been sitting in my car.
Yeah.
So I put them in the freezer this morning, so tomorrow I won't have that
problem. Use that to keep your cigars cool. I do that too. Yeah. When I have my cooler, my big cooler, I put things at the bottom, and then I put cedar sleeves on top of that, and then I put all my cigars on.
There you go.
Keep it cool. Yeah. Yep. And I was like, I'm going to keep sandwiches in there too. Yeah.
Yeah, right. I've got to start making sandwiches.
And my cigars do taste kind of hammy. No, I'm just kidding. No, I don't do that. But.
Why does this cigar taste like tuna?
Right. Cigar's kind of fishy. Ah, a little fish note to it.
Picking up a little
cut. God, that would be a horrible taste to get on a cigar. A little tuna-y, a little fishy, a little eely. Don't wrap cigars in
tuna.
Yeah, tuna or what's that stuff they put on sushi, the seaweed.
Oh, yeah.
Cigar wrapped in seaweed. That'd be awful. Don't do that.
And don't roll it in rice and stuff like that.
Don't make a sushi cigar.
That'd be bad.
That'd be bad.
Your estate comes out with the sushi.
Sushi. Cigar. The sushi. It's aged in fine tuna. In a barrel that held sardines. We've aged the cigars in there. Nice gross. salty cigar experience.
That's great. Oh, look, boy.
Wow, dude.
Just out of nowhere because it's been fine. It had been fine.
Well, you know, still very tasty. Even with I'm smoking the hell. I'm smoking it through. I don't care. You know,
you're smoking the hell out of it.
I'm smoking the hell out of it. I'm smoking through it. Smoke through it, and that's what you do. Something when you get a good cigar and you're enjoying it. If it splits on you, you know what?
Just smoke keep going.
It. It's still gonna smoke just fine. You might, you know, drop a little ash on you or something every once in a while.
Yeah, exactly.
A good cigar is worth it, and this is a good cigar. It's tasty.
Okay, so I don't watch this. Sorry, hiccup. I don't watch this show.
Okay.
I heard Game of Thrones is about to come back on.
Yes, it is. Right. I'm very excited about that.
Are you?
Yep. Because there's usually a lot of boobs on there.
Are they?
You know, it's been less and less boobs every season. It's like the first season, everybody's getting naked. It's like boob-a-rama.
Yeah,
and then the second season, it's like, I'm not showing my boobs anymore, so she's got to show her boobs.
Yeah, I got a better contract, so now I'm not showing my boobs.
So now I'm not showing my boobs. I've got to do a Disney movie now, so I'm not showing my boobs. You know, so yeah, it's just they keep getting new blood, new boobs, which is fine.
New blood, new boobs. Yeah. It's a new show.
That should be a show. Every
new
season.
Blood.
New boobs. That should be a catch line.
Right.
Game of Thrones. New blood. New boobs.
Season premiere on Thursday.
Watching on HBO to go. HBO Go is pretty cool. You ever messed with that? I shouldn't say this. Yeah, I'll say it. What the hell. So if you have an HBO Go, if you have HBO, you get HBO Go for free on your iPad or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you can give that code to other people, and they can watch it too, even if they don't have HBO.
Kind of like Netflix.
Yes. So a friend of mine gave me his HBO code, and I gave him my Amazon code.
Nice.
Yeah, my wife's like, who the hell's watching this? He's like, he's a big Elton John fan. She's like, Elton John, Elton John, Elton John, Elton John.
Nothing wrong with being an Elton John fan.
I know.
Oh, man.
So, yeah.
Okay,
that happens.
So, hey, interesting concert stuff I wanted to talk to you about.
Okay.
Okay. So the Who's doing their 50th tour anniversary.
Yep, they are.
50th year anniversary tour.
Mm-hmm.
The Stones are coming in town.
They are.
Diamond's coming in town.
I'm talking, you have tickets to that.
I'm going to get tickets.
Okay.
I'm going to tickets.
All right. Too expensive.
Barry Manilow's last tour is now, and he's not coming to Dallas, so that sucks. Mm. But he's never been one that says this is my last tour. So if he says this is his last tour,
is he going to Houston, though?
No, he's not coming to Texas.
Damn.
Anymore.
What the hell?
So anyway, so
Barry?
If you notice, these people are all old. They've all been around. They were people from our youth that we used to listen to mm-hmm. and sometimes still do. So of the three that I mentioned, mm-hmm. who would you most rather see based on how you know they sound now?
And I don't know how they sound now. I know the Stones sound like crap, and I saw them already, so I'm good with that.
Neil sounds fine.
Neil sounds fine?
He sounds fine.
I'd like to see Neil.
Yeah.
I would see. I had more connection with Neil Diamond as a kid than I did Barry Manilow. I like Barry Manilow. Mm-hmm. And since you've been showing me stuff, like, I really respect the guy and all, but I think I know more Neil Diamond. I'd be able to sing along with Neil Diamond and stuff.
Well, Barry's not coming in here anyway.
Yeah, so fuck you, Barry.
Yeah, fuck off, Barry.
Dickhead.
I think of the four of the people that I know that could be their last tours when I'm bringing it up.
Yeah.
Stones always say they're going
to. They'll probably tour as friggin' virtual versions of themselves.
It'll be Weekend at Bernie's touring.
Exactly.
They'll be dead and they'll be propped up and playing their records.
Yeah.
But I know Roger Daltrey can't sing
at all anymore.
And
he's horrible.
Yeah. I think that would be more depressing. It'd be cool to go to say, hey, I was at their 50th tour, 50th anniversary tour.
I tell you what.
But he can't sing.
Led Zeppelin, if they decide to get back together and tour, I will go see that. Because there was a thing floating around on Sirius. Mm-hmm. They had basically Led Zeppelin reunion. With everybody except for the guitarist. Shit. How could I forget the guitarist for Led Zeppelin?
Jimmy Page.
Jimmy Page wasn't there.
How do you forget?
Yeah,
Jimmy
I know, right?
Page.
Just went bloop right out of my head.
So I'm looking at you like, are you really asking me this
Jimmy Page was not there, but Jack White stood in for him, and it was awesome. And freaking Plant was hitting the notes. I'm like, dude,
was he?
Yeah.
I heard he can't sing anymore.
He was singing well, yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, and my dad came over to help my mom move, and he's like, going through his phone, like, let me see your phone. So I grab his phone. I'm like looking at his contacts. He's got Robert Plant in there, and who was the other, this sports guy? Shit, some other sports guy that's like local.
Earl Campbell.
Earl Campbell. Might have been Earl Campbell. I don't know. He had some other sports guys like, you son of a bitch. I'm like, give me that phone. Look at the call, Robert Plant, right now. He's like, no.
Yeah, you know when you have a little in with a celebrity, you really
don't
want to lose
it.
You
don't want to have it fucked up. Exactly. You don't want to have it fucked up.
Exactly.
I'm like, damn it.
Well, you know, this is just a story. Mm. And I'm Facebook friends with Jill. You know, so if you know how you pull up Facebook and on the chat line, you know, everyone that's online. One night, fucking Nate was standing next to my laptop. Mm-hmm. And he saw that Jill was on there. He started trying to private message her, and I'm like, no. I'm like, no. I don't want to lose that connection. It's not a big connection, but it's a connection. I don't want to lose it.
Yep.
Don't want
to
abuse
the thing. You're trying to be a horn dog going, I like your boobs.
I'm like, and it's been under my name, so yeah,
exactly,
thanks.
Exactly. That'd be bad news, yeah. Yes, sir. We're working it. That's Matt,
we're
by
almost
the way.
Done. Bye, Matt.
You can see Matt's shoulder if you're watching the video version of it.
So you can't call Robert Plant on your dad's phone. And
but
do
I
that.
Wanted to. I was drunk. God, who was the?
We
it was a sports guy. It was the sports guy that I told you that I played with his kids when I was a kid in Corpus Christi, and he signed a football for me. That's Bob Lilly, and I can't remember.
You're talking
now.
About Tony Dorsett, but he doesn't have a Corpus Christi background at
no,
all.
No, but he was there with friends and just visiting.
Oh, okay,
gotcha.
That's Tony Dorsett. Okay, cool.
So that's Tony Dorsett. Yeah, he's got Tony Dorsett in his
phone. I want Dorsett's number.
Yeah.
Dorsett knows me.
Yeah, exactly.
He knows me, and I want him on the show. That would be great.
That would be great. We'll abuse that one, but we want to abuse Robert Plant.
He's just Tony Dorsett.
It's just
my favorite player of all time, but he is still just Tony Dorsett. But and we need to get him soon because he's starting to suffer from the injuries. So.
Yep.
Yeah, he had a great interview with him, and my cousin has the tape and lost it.
Dope.
God, I'm pissed.
That sucks.
So pissed.
So last third, very tasty. Definitely picking
apart.
Up in the – it's falling
it
apart,
does,
yeah.
Does
but it's picking up in the strength.
Yeah.
It's getting spicier, definitely on the retrohale. And a lot of earthy notes, a lot of cocoa notes, a little bit of actually, I'm getting a little bit of
I've got some cedar
licorice-y kind of thing going on for me.
Do you? I'm getting some cedar, little hints of cedar.
Tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Tetuaje puts out a good product, man.
May 1st through the 3rd here in Dallas is Frightmare, Texas Frightmare Weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we recommend you go highly. It's a lot of fun. We're going to be there. Not at Boots. We're just going to be walking around. But you can probably
doing
see
interviews
us.
And whatnot, yeah.
And that'll be fun.
It will be a blast. And they keep adding people to the list. So that's
do they?
Cool.
I haven't noticed.
To the list, cool. Which is real cool. So
cool. The Circus of the Dead people are not going to be there. We said at one point that they were, so I keep wanting to say that they're not.
Yep.
So,
but there'll be plenty of good people to meet and lots of good cosplayers to have fun with, and it'll just be a good time. And the beer flows, man. The beer flows.
It does.
Yep.
You have to buy it, but too.
I need to talk to Thor and see if he can get us
Thor. Get Thor to give us some
free cups. The cups. They have those cups. It's like refillable. Like, give me the cups, man.
Exactly.
We got interview prowess to go up. We got to get drunk.
Let's tell. I like to pull the curtain back on some stories sometimes.
Okay.
This is kind of a short story.
Okay.
So we got to pick up our press passes last year.
Yeah.
And you were late.
Yeah, I was.
And so it was just me and Nate. And so they're going down the list. We're not on the list. So we're going down this other list. We're not on this list. So she's calling Thor. Lloyd is his real name.
Yeah. It's spelled weird, though.
It's a reach back around.
It's four letters.
It's a reach back around from a while ago.
Yeah.
And so we're like, what the fuck? So I'm calling Billy, and he's not answering the phone because it's so loud in there. He couldn't hear the phone. And I'm like, what the fuck? So then finally the one girl goes, well, look in the media folder. Oh, I didn't know there was a media folder. And they looked in there, there were our passes. But that's a panic moment. We were like, what the fuck? We don't have passes? We were told we had passes.
Yikes. Yeah.
And they don't give away a lot of media passes.
No, they don't.
We were only one of three groups of media people that got to go last year. So that's great. And we thank you, Lloyd/Thor.
Yes.
And,
I'm calling you Thor if I meet you.
And Billy Pond for setting us, hooking us up with
Very much
with
so,
Lloyd.
Yes.
Absolutely. And I'm dying to see the new cut.
Yeah, I know. We need to contact Billy and see if we can get a copy of that somewhere.
So he's waiting for distribution, which is supposed to happen soon. So good luck, Billy.
Good luck, Billy. So we're going to go ahead and cut it off because we are in a minisode here. But Tasty Tasty Stick, if you can find them, get them. They are kind of rare out there. You got to find a TAA store to get them. Mm-hmm. But they are very tasty. So, as always, it has been great smoking with you.
See you later, Brandon.
See you later, Randy.